This is Wade Rathkeith, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Rats live in colonies of 40 or 50 and rarely walk more than 600 feet from where they were born. According to Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, 85% of children who face immigration proceedings without a lawyer are ordered deported, compared with almost 30% of those with a lawyer. 18,000 migrants are kidnapped and held for ransom in Mexico annually trying to cross the U.S. border. If one-third of the families pay ransom as low as $4,000, that still yields $24 million with minimal risk or labor for the kidnappers. The state's still depending on a majority of their electric power generation from coal-fired plants include, in order of usage, West Virginia, Kentucky, Wyoming, Indiana, Missouri, Utah, North Dakota, Ohio, New Mexico, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Arkansas, Montana, Minnesota, and Michigan. The death toll in the Nepal earthquake is now over 3,500 people. About 20% of 2010 graduates of law school have jobs that do not require a law license. A new study shows that only 40% are working in law firms. Common Sense Media has quickly become a political dynamo. A nonprofit group, largely known for its reviews and ratings of children's videos, now plays a role in influencing billions of dollars in government spending on education-related technologies like classroom broadband access, as well as teachers' choices of learning apps. Student loan appeals for financial aid are estimated to be successful only 1% of the time. And a first for a major restaurant chain, Chipotle Mexican Grill will begin serving only food that is free of genetically engineered ingredients. Head of the Clinton Foundation says they will refile tax reports because they mistakenly combined government grants and donations. Claiming that mining donations some have seen as conflicted were not disclosed because Canadian law does not allow disclosure without prior permission from each donor. In the wake of the Snowden disclosures, there is still no middle ground between Silicon Valley encryption experts and the government seeking information. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.